We had good representation from across government. So we had representatives from the Department of Environment, Department of Transport, Department of Justice, the Project Management and Coordination Unit, the Niue government, and even participants from the Niue Meteorological Service. So there was good cross-government representation, which is really important for developing a strong EIA process in country.
Is there a role for community to play in this process? Because perhaps on Niue more than anywhere else in the Pacific, with such a tiny population, you could just about involve everyone.
Yes, absolutely. We always emphasise that EIA should be a participatory process, which means that it should not only involve government and developers, but also customary landowners, civil society organisations, local industry, local businesses, community groups who have an interest in new development. And what was interesting about the training workshop was that a lot of the participants, although they work for government, they also wear many different hats. So some of them represent local villages, local community groups. So we were looking at EIA from multiple angles.
What sort of development would you anticipate taking place on Niue over the next few years where these assessments will play an important role?
Yeah, so tourism is obviously a very important sector for Niue, and when we were there on the island, we were able to have a look at some new tourism developments. As I mentioned earlier, renewable energy, developments such as solar farms, they're likely to occur in the short to medium term. And we also looked at a site for a new cultural centre, which is going to be built at the old primary school. So there are lots of interesting issues there in terms of dealing with existing buildings, potential waste materials, and then also local land ownership issues as well.
So in essence, really the need is not so much to protect the environment from the local population, who I suspect to respect their environment full time. It's more a case if there are going to be more tourists coming in to make sure that their impact, their footprint, as it were, is not too great, that they leave the island in the condition that it was when they arrived.
Yes, yeah, that's certainly important. I guess in terms of impacts from existing residents, we did identify a need for land use planning and land use zoning. Although the population on Niue is quite low and the impacts from local residents are relatively minimal, especially in comparison to other Pacific Islands, there's still a need for land use planning and land use zoning, which can go hand in hand with an EIA process.
Generally speaking, Niue has a history of the population moving out of the island and generally over to New Zealand, where I think 95% of the Niuean people currently live. But with everything that's going on and from what you've seen on the island, I mean, do you get the sense that the people that are there now are more inclined to stay?
We met with a lot of young, enthusiastic professionals who really see the benefit of living in such a beautiful environment, and they certainly have strong motivation to protect it for future generations, which is wonderful.